Welcome back to the Sports Ticket. We're joined now by the voice of the Kansas State Wildcats, Wyatt Thompson, who had a somewhat exciting game to call this past Saturday at Bill Snyder Family Stadium as the Wildcats knock off the Oklahoma Sooners. They're no longer undefeated. 48-41 was the final. Wyatt, sometimes you just don't know what you're going to get when you go to a game, right?
Yes, sir, Wade. Great to talk to you again, my friend. I don't think anybody that showed up at the stadium that day was expecting that type of game and or that type of upset. But that's what makes what we do and sports so much fun for the listener and the people that watch and go and spend their hard-earned money going and you know, backing their teams and so on and so forth. It was a wonderful day. I mean, it's just so unexpected. Kids played great. Couldn't be more happy for Coach Klieman and the guys.
I've had some people give me static because we make our predictions, and we had Oklahoma winning, and we've had other people that were talking about how K-State has to beat TCU because if they don't, they're looking at 0-4 in the conference, and just, right, you know, assuming that Oklahoma was going to win, and why wouldn't you based off of last year? And one of the things I brought up was 2 years ago, Alex Delton was the quarterback, and I was there for that game, and K-State was up 11 at halftime and had a chance to win it in the fourth quarter when Baker Mayfield was on the other side. So I said, anything's possible. But yet, I didn't have the guts to pick K-State to win. I still picked Oklahoma. And I said, listen, I will buy somebody a beverage if they can tell me that they actually picked K-State to win this game before it started. I don't know of too many people outside that locker room that thought K-State was going to win.
I'm going to guess you had no takers on that one.
No, I don't have to spend any money. You're right.
No, and good for you, by the way. I guess at the end of the day, that's, again, like I say, what makes it really so much fun, because everybody was saying those kind of things. Hey, I even said it. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have to respect the opponent always. We were talking about this off the air a little while ago. This is a team that had won 22 straight road games, had not lost in Manhattan since 1996. They were averaging 50.4 points per game. I'd have to look it up to see how many total points K-State had scored all season. So all of that added up to, it doesn't make a lot of sense to pick K-State. And yet they found a way to do it. That was the satisfying part.
The one thing why I couldn't pick K-State to win the game was that the TCU, which obviously is a better rush defense than Oklahoma based on what we've seen, although Oklahoma played great defensively against Texas, is that K-State, even with a 61-yard quarterback draw on their final drive, averaged 2.8 yards a carry. They've been struggling running the football. I'm like, man, you know, I want to pick K-State to win, but I just don't know if they're going to be able to run the football. My golly, 213 yards rushing, perfect balance. That offensive line got it done.
Well, they did, and I think that's one of the things that I think up and above and beyond the greatness of the win and the excitement of it is the fact that I think people are seeing that this football team is continuing to grow and develop and hopefully get better. I think that's the deal. And I think they've gotten better on so many different levels, but it's clear that the offensive line had their best day. And we had so much in terms of high expectations for that group because they have so much experience. I mean, you look across there and see some of those guys. I mean, Scott France has been a four-year starter. Tyler Mitchell and Adam Holtorf have been here for, you know, 4 years playing a boatload of football and on down the line. But it's more than that, too. I mean, it's Skyler and his involvement as a player and as a leader and as a quarterback. It's healthy running backs. It's healthy receivers. And then when you get the opportunity, make a block or make a play. And that's, I think, the way it shook down.
Wyatt Thompson, the voice of the Kansas State Wildcats, our guest today on the Sports Ticket. How important is Malik Knowles to this offense?
Well, pretty important. I think we saw that when things weren't going so well. I think Jordan Brown, too, but especially Malik, because of his size and his athleticism out on the perimeter, there's a threat there, and they have to respect that threat, and they have to respect it when he's out there. I believe it elevates the guys around him, whether it's Dalton Schoen or Phillip Brooks or name the guy. He just makes everybody around him better, and that's part of you know, why he's become so valuable, and people have noticed it so much. He's big to this team.
I was listening to the broadcast on the way down to Substate Volleyball on Saturday, and one of the things that stood out that you and Stan were talking about, even though Oklahoma was up 10-0. You guys were talking about how you still thought the defense was playing with energy, and that, you know, there was a trick play. That's a wild play that sometimes goes against you. And I know at the end of the day, people look at numbers, and Oklahoma had almost 500 yards of offense. They scored 41 points. But that the defense obviously came up with stops in that third quarter to help K-State extend the lead. What were the overall impressions of the defense when you left the stadium? What were your thoughts about K-State's defense holding Oklahoma to 41 points?
Well, you said a lot there, and it's an interesting topic, because I know Scotty Hazleton, our defensive coordinator, was getting requested for some national interviews after the game, and he said to our media relations director, Kenny Lanou, what do they want to talk to me for? We just gave up 41 points and over 500 yards. But I think what you said is, and we'll go back and talk about this, they were averaging 50.4 points per game and just crushing everybody and so on and so forth. And at the end of the day, K-State did defend them relatively well. There were a couple of plays that they didn't tackle well, but I think that was the other thing, too, that they tackled so much better in that game than they had in any, probably all season long. In addition to that, I think the bottom line of the game, you can hash all the numbers you want to, but the bottom line is this. K-State was 8-for-8 in the red zone with 6 touchdowns. Mm. They forced Oklahoma to kick 4 field goals.
Yeah.
There's your ball game in my mind.
Absolutely. I agree with you. All right, so how is K-State doing health-wise as they get ready for KU this weekend? We saw a couple of injuries there on the defensive side of the ball. Do you have any updates as to where things stand?
Well, Eric Gallen will be lost for the season, of course, and we feel bad about that. He's a terrific guy, and I just hate it for him because think about all the work he's put into it. He's a fifth-year senior. He won't get, you know, anything back, and so 7 games in, his career is over, and that's tough. Everybody else, I think there are still bumps and bruises, but you hope that everybody will be able to go on Saturday. It's certainly not a given for the guys like Phillip Brooks and Malik Knowles, just because their injuries have been, you know, week to week here, and it's tough to play that kind of game and then come back, you know, 7 days later. So it's a little up in the air, but you hope for the best there. And I think, generally speaking, there's some soreness and some bumps and bruises, but other than that, I think most of the guys will be able to go.
Before we break down KU and K-State coming up this Saturday in Lawrence, I haven't had a chance to ask you this on the air before, but since the coaching change, Coach Kleiman, of course, is in, Coach Snyder is out, the staff is there's some holdovers, there's a lot of new energy, and I think the big thing, I thought it was just a brilliant what Kansas State did in regards to marketing the new hire. I mean, all the access, the social media access, and I personally love it because after this game, you see a video going out on Twitter and Facebook and all that, where Coach Kleiman's talking about belief, he's talking about culture, and he's also talking about, you know, hey, this doesn't define us. You know, this is a great win and all. We're getting better. This is kind of their validation to what we've been trying to say all along. We're going to get better. We are getting better. And I said the other day on the radio that you have no chance of winning, and no matter what you do, if you don't have a belief, if you don't have any confidence, and this staff seems to have really brought that energy, and you when you hear the players talk, they seem more freer to say what they want to say, and it's just so refreshing, I think, for a fan base to get that, you know, inside look at what's happening to make you feel more a part of the program.
Well, you said a whole bunch there, Wade, and I guess what I'll do is I'll try to tackle this piece by piece here. I think you are very perceptive in the fact that I think there are a lot of people here that are associated with K-State Athletics who have done a brilliant job since Coach Kleiman was hired of getting the message out there.
Mm-hmm.
And the social media part of it is such a factor now where it frankly wasn't necessarily before. I think between Coach Snyder and the brilliant job that he did here for 30 years and Coach Kleiman is that I think both guys are very, very fine coaches. You certainly have one that's a Hall of Famer. You have another guy who is doing a terrific job, and yet they're different.
Yeah.
I think at the core they're very similar, but they're different in how they look at social media and, you know, just the availability to the media and to the public of their players and assistant coaches. All that is different, and I think the players have responded to that in an exceptionally positive way. So that's a big part of it. the other factor is, as you said that so well, you know, coach tells me all the time, we're just pounding the stone every day. And he'll also say things like, this is a marathon, not a sprint. And I don't mean just this year, it's building this program. And as great as beating Oklahoma was, I don't think it's the ultimate prize in what he hopes for down the road.
Right.
And I think you have to keep that in mind. And it didn't take him very long to turn the page, because, you know, if you beat Oklahoma at home, the next week you lose on the road to your rival, it's going to take a little steam out of that. So you got to get her turned around pretty quickly.
Yeah, that's so true. Wyatt Thompson, voice of the Wildcats, is with us today on the Sports Ticket. All right, so the matchup against KU, I think it's great. First of all, I love to see upsets in all sports, unless it's against your team, of course. But
sure.
I look at college football, and I think it's just awesome that South Carolina goes to Georgia and wins, that Illinois comes back to beat Wisconsin, and that K-State beats Oklahoma. I think it's good for college football, but also I'm cheering for mass chaos because I want an actual playoff system. This is not a playoff system with four teams. I'm sorry, it's a joke, but I could go on and on about that. But what I want to go back to is KU now has success. They win a home game against Texas Tech, caught a huge break there at the end of the game, but many people say, listen, you make your own breaks many times. KU's improved. They nearly beat Texas. Two straight games where they've put up over 500 yards of offense, this from a team that couldn't do anything against Coastal Carolina. I look at K-State. They didn't do a lot offensively against Baylor, but then they put up 48 on Oklahoma. I just think these two coaching staffs have got everything going in the right direction, pointed upward, and doing so many good things that where you see improvement week in and week out, whether it's a win or a loss, like you said, it is a process. It is a marathon, not a sprint. How much have you been able to keep an eye on Kansas and what they've been able to accomplish so far this year?
Oh, a lot. And I think you nailed it there, Wade, to be honest with you. The only thing that I can add to that is this. You're right on the money, and I think this makes for maybe the most intriguing KU K-State football game that we've had in probably in excess of a decade. Mm-hmm. Fair?
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, you don't have to be a football expert necessarily to see what's going on, as an example, in Lawrence, to see that it isn't just that they're better and all of that. It's they're playing hard, and that's and they're doing things more consistently better. And that, you know, and I think that's a big deal. They've got weapons, and they have some confidence now. You're right; they got a little bit fortunate, but they also took Texas to the wall. I mean, they were ahead in the game with a minute and 11 to go in Austin.
Mm-hmm.
That tells you a lot. So I'm really looking forward to the game. I truly am.
Okay, so when you break down this game, Kansas offensively is really clicking. They've got a dynamic player in Puka Williams. They've got some really talented wide receivers that the country maybe is not aware of. Their defense is banged up. They've got some injuries all over the place on the defensive side of the ball. I would think K-State will, to me, they're the favorite going into this game, certainly. But it is a rivalry game, and it is at home. And both teams are coming off those emotional highs and storming the field and all that. How do you see this game shaking out, and where do you feel K-State has some advantages and maybe some areas of concern?
Well, I think the concern is just with their big playability, and you nailed it. Puka Williams is brilliant talent. Carter Stanley's playing the best football of his career, in my mind.
Yeah.
And then when you look at Parchment, and Stephon Robinson just has taken it to another level here recently, and there's Dalen Charlotte, and you know they've got good tight ends that they have a veteran offensive line for the most part. I think that the real key here is, from my perspective, you know, KU is beat up defensively. They have given up a lot of yards. K-State is starting to show that they are back a little bit in terms of the run game. Can they do it there? That's going to be, I think, one of the biggest things. Both of these teams have been a lot better, though. I mean, K-State doesn't – it's kind of somewhat back to the old Bill Snyder days. They don't hurt themselves a whole lot. They need to be a better tackling team, and they were better last week. But you can see the improvement in the special teams and on defense and offensively. And I think that just gives them a chance every week. I can't wait for the game, man. I'm really excited about it. It should be a boatload of fun with lots of emotion.
Well, I'm not going to ask you to predict it because I know who you're going to pick. I mean, that's pretty pretty obvious. And I think anything can happen nowadays. What we talked about earlier with all the upsets in college football and then rivalries, you can take the records and throw them out the window. So I'm like you. I think it's going to be a great football game. At least I hope it's a great football game and it's competitive.
Sure.
I want to change gears before we leave you. The K-State men's basketball team, they're picked ninth in the preseason poll. We know polls don't mean much. We've seen many times where teams end up doing better than where they're picked. We've seen that for years with Bill Snyder and the football program. But yet, you know, you look at who's coming back and who everybody lost, and it's not, you know, it's reasonable to understand where people are coming from and putting K-State towards the bottom half of the Big 12. But what are your feelings about this team? I know they just had one exhibition. They lose that talent, but they got some really good talent coming in, and then they really like their class and the future that they're recruiting. I know you can't talk too much about that, but what are your thoughts about K-State being picked ninth, and do you think they're going to exceed those expectations?
Well, I think they will, and the reason I do is because of the experience at the top end there with Xavier Sneed and Mike McGurl and Cartier Jada and McCallum Wayne and those types of guys. Even Levi Stockard, you know, he hasn't played a ton of minutes, but he's been around here a long time and has a really good understanding of what the system is all about. But the league is hard. You said that the right way, I think. If they're picked ninth, I'll say it this way. If K-State is ninth and TCU is tenth in this league, I like our basketball league.
Yeah.
I believe that, and I think they have a really nice influx of young players. Antonio Gordon was terrific against Emporia State. Dejuan Gordon is going to be a really good player here. We saw Montavious Murphy have a double-double the first time out. That doesn't usually happen. So there are a lot of good things, and, you know, Bruce does a good job coaching these guys. I think they'll have their bumps in the road, certainly, but I think they're also going to be a very competitive team and a fun team to watch.
I'm not a betting man per se, but if I had to bet, I would bet K-State finishes higher than ninth.
Yeah, I think they will. Again, the league is tough because if you start analyzing everybody, you know, there are a lot of good teams in the league, but I think they're going to win their share at home. The question will be, how does this team do on the road with some young new faces? But that's probably legit with everybody.
All right, Wyatt, time for off-the-wall question. Halloween.
Yeah.
Halloween, I don't know if you know this, it's the last day of October every year. Believe it or not, I ran into somebody asked me when Halloween is, and I about slapped myself silly. You know, it's like, when's Christmas? So anyway, Halloween is coming up tomorrow night, and of course you've been a part of Halloweens, I'm sure, over the years.
Sure.
So what I want to ask you is, what is the spookiest or scariest moment that you've experienced in your life? Whether you want to make this a fun story or a super serious story, I'll leave that up to you.
I would say most people that know me would tell me I'm a lot like my father. Probably my scariest moment was being scared, I'll say straight or stiff or whatever, in a cellar by a really, really big snake.
Ooh.
I am petrified of snakes, so that is the first thing that popped to mind, so I'm running with it.
Okay, and then what about Halloween? What's your fondest memory of Halloween, whether as a parent or as a kid?
I would say more as a parent for me. My son, Dustin, loved everything about Halloween. Everything. His grandmother on his mom's side did the haunted house in their place and spent weeks getting it ready, and so he's all about that, and I totally appreciate and love that.
Have you been a guy that's gone to haunted houses?
I haven't been quite so much, but part of that's my life too. You know what I'm going to be doing Thursday night?
Exactly.
The radio show.
That's right. I was going to say, you probably missed out on some Halloweens because you had a job to do, you know?
Exactly right. But, hey, it's still not work as far as I'm concerned. I love it.
Well, that's a great job to have, no question. Wyatt, we always appreciate you taking the time. Glad to have you on the show. Have a great call. We'll be listening coming up on Saturday against the Jayhawks.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Wyatt, thanks, Wade.
Wyatt Thompson, the voice of Wildcats today here on the Sports Ticket.